This is KVMR, FM, Nevada City, KCPC, Camino, Placerville. Stay tuned for the beer show. Live from Nevada City, California, it's the Beer Show on KVMR Radio 89.5 with Tom Maltman-Dahldorf.
Wesley Hoppett Robertson. Together, we're the Suds Buds. The Beer Show on KVMR presents a whole hour of beery fun and entertainment celebrating, what else? Beer! And today, we have a very special interview with the owners of the Yuba Bus that does all those cool beer tours.
And we have a very special guest to talk about 30 years of cheers and beer, my Suds Bud, Mr. Tom Maltman-Dahldorf.
Wow, looks like we've hit the bottom of the guest barrel, eh, boys?
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. And we're going to hear some beer tunes from your legendary Rollin' Boyle Blues Band, right?
Are you kidding me? Of course, including the whole version of Hop This Town. That's our theme music, you know, if you haven't noticed. Okay. And maybe some live stuff, too.
Before we get into that, got any late-breaking beer news that we can throw out there?
Well, I think so. How about this? Jim Hart and Simon Olney, managing partners of Old Republic Brewery in Nevada City, have just announced that they will reopen the American River Brewery building in Rancho Cordova as yet another brewery for Old Republic.
Sweet!
That facility includes a tasting room and much-needed distribution point in the Sacramento area to get all that great Old Republic beer to their thirsty customers in the Northern California region.
Well, I understand they've kind of maxed out their local thing here, so...
You could say that, and the Rancho Cordova Brewery is set up to do a great job making IPAs and double IPAs. Does that perk your interest, Mr. Hoppett?
Slaps my wood.
That's a crack. Yeah, celebrate.
Yeah, because they've quickly maxed out their facility up here, and they're trying to do everything all in one spot, and this is not working. Also, Miller Coors.
What?
Check this one. Miller Coors has rebranded its Keystone Light as Keystone Light. So if you hold the can sideways, it says stone on it. Who do you suppose might have caught the interest of that? Mr. Jim Cook at Stone Brewing Company in Escondido, California, said, you're going to hear from our lawyers on that one. So imagine Keystone Light. If you look at the can, if it's
not
sitting upright,
matter.
It just says stone. And if you picked it up as stone and thought it was an arrogant something or other, you'd be a little pedioty, wouldn't you?
I would get a quick surprise. Not a pleasant one either, I'm thinking.
Wow.
We're also here at San Francisco Beer Week's in full force this week, right, Mr.
Yes,
Maltman?
Yes, sir, it is. Just back from San Francisco. So many events going on in the Northern California and Greater Bay Area. And I attended the San Francisco Beer Week Gala. Was the opening event. That was not funny.
It was kind of funny. I heard it was a
sort of funny.
Good evening,
yeah.
Actually, come on.
And they took over the whole Pier 35. Have you ever been out on those pairs? They're huge. Imagine 4,000 beer lovers and 125 breweries from all over Northern California.
They locked them in, right?
Man. And they locked them in. They wouldn't let them out.
Yeah,
and
bet.
Then they were just falling off the pier into the water, and you didn't have to worry about them.
We need a bus tour down for that.
Bus
time,
tour right? To San Francisco.
More on that later.
Anyway, so that was amazing. They also, I was honored to be on stage with the original seven founders of San Francisco Beer Week.
Wow.
So there were seven of us who came back from Philadelphia, their first Philadelphia Beer Week, and said, you know, we need something like this for San Francisco. And it happened, and now they're in their 10th year of doing it. Breweries were organized by region. You have all of the San Francisco breweries, the East Bay, the North Bay, the South Bay, and Monterey Bay. And if you're interested in attending any of the events in Northern California, go to Beer Week, San Francisco Beer Week, or SFBW, SanFranciscoBeerWeek.com for all the event information.
Sounds like fun to me.
Guys, I'm getting the mite thirsty. I don't know about you.
Well,
you
coming
have,
up.
You have a biggie coming up as a part of the San Francisco
yes,
Beer Week.
Yes, the closing event for San Francisco Beer Week has always been the Celebrator Party. And this year's is going to be off the hook because this celebrates our 30th year of publication. And
as you, in 3-0.
3-0.
That's big.
They're not a lot of rags. That's what you call a
beer.
Guy almost got me there.
They're celebrating.
There are not a lot of magazines around that have done 30 years, and we're wondering why we did. It's like, what?
I think we know the
years.
Answer to that.
But anyway... Yeah, we'll be having the party at the Trumer Brewery in Berkeley on Saturday, February 17th at 4 p.m.
Fine.
We'll have about 700 people enjoying some of the best beers from 35 specially invited Friends of Celebrator Breweries. Special beers include two collaborations that Celebrator staff did with two different breweries.
Goodness.
It's a triple IPA from Drake's. And then Flake News, Russian Imperial Stout from Marin Brewing Company in Larkspur. So these are going to be incredible beers for you to check out. Also, our good friends at Russian River Brewery in Santa Rosa will be pouring the very rare, highly sought after. People are lining up for 8 hours to
stand really
in
that
line
good?
To taste. Plenty the Younger.
Oh, that is that good.
Is very good. Anyway, all of that going on at the Trumer Brewery on Saturday.
Well, you gave me some good advice last year, and it was a real honor to go out and check that last year. You said, get in line now.
Yeah.
For Pliny,
right.
I listened. I went through line, got one, and then took it and got back in line while I was drinking the first round.
There you go.
What are you going to do?
That's
the makings of a pretty good party right there, Mr. Maltman.
There is.
Hey, so what's going on with this Rolling Boyle Blues Band, Mr. Maltman?
Well, thank you for bringing that up. That's sort of our industry-staffed band made up of people in the beer industry with a music problem.
Not just Celebrator people. It's people from all over the industry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Like, for example, or what we call the A-team would be Bruce Joseph, who is the brewer-distiller at Anchor Brewery. Rod DeWitt on drums, and he's from Anderson Valley Brewing Company. Mark Cohen on sax. He is from Lagunitas. And then my good buddy Ken Hickmott does the design and layout for Celebrator, and myself. That would be kind of the
wow, Jesus. Those are serious brewers.
You got a little mini orchestra there.
Well, yeah. And then when we're in places like Anchorage, Alaska, or Denver, Colorado, or wherever there's a big festival going on, we get the local musicians who have looked over our stuff and want to jump in.
So,
but it's all live. There's no rehearsal.
Not a lot of brewer's troop or anything going on there.
Let's hope not. There may be, but it doesn't show.
Good God, I hope not.
Oh.
Jesus. Well, hey, man, so how about we try some Rolling Boyle song now? What do you have in mind?
Well, you remember our theme song that just played a couple of seconds ago?
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's a segment of the longer version, and that is called Hop This Town.
Is that actually you singing the title track to our show?
Yeah.
Oh, God, of course.
And then stole that one, borrowed that one from the Stray Cats.
No.
And it was recorded live at our first big anniversary party held at Pyramid Brewery in Berkeley, and that was 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Are you saying that the version that we play is was recorded live?
Correct.
Sweet. Good job.
Well, I went in the studio and did a little harmony on it. I get to play with myself.
I don't think we should go there.
So here's Rolling Boyle Blues Band, the full version of Hop This Town, recorded live at the Pyramid Brewery.
Sweet.
20 years ago.
There's a little tune that addresses the question of, do you really have enough hops in your beer? This is called Hop This Town with apologies, of course, to the Stray Cats, right? Long.
The Beer Show on KVMR 89.5, and we're live from KVMR Studios in Nevada City. And remember, you can be on our show, too.
That's right, says Bud. You can have your participation via live call-in, what we call Heard It Through the Hop Vine, during the show.
Yeah. Now here's your chance to get your questions and thoughts and ill-considered comments on the fermented wonderfulness of beer on The Beer Show.
And I should have given the phone number if we're going to get anybody to call in, right? So, area code's 530. It's 265-9555 here at the KVMR studio for the live call-in. Or write us a letter and send it to The Beer Show at KVMR Radio, 120 Bridge Street, Nevada City, California, 95959. Or shoot us an email at thebeershow@kvmr.org. We'd love to hear from you.
Just remember, we can't always get to everybody's comments on the air.
Right.
Oh, yeah, felt good.
And to introduce our special guest from Yuba Bus, we have a theme song that we just put together for them that we've never performed before. So yeah, let's see how
really,
this goes.
Really up. Grab those claves, Wes.
Our bus, Yuba Bus. I'll bust you the butt. Every day I want some brew. I'll bust you the butt. I'll get on the bus that takes me to you. I'll bust you the butt. Thank you, God, for getting me here. I'll bust you the butt. Can I have my favorite beer? I'll bust you the butt. I don't want to cause no fuss. Can I buy your Yuba Bus? I want it.
Ooh, not bad for first try. Nice claves, Wes. Like those.
That's good, man.
Oh,
can we do it again?
Oh, my God.
Let's try it again. Click.
That's the one.
Good job, Mr. Maltman.
Yeah. Who's our guest, Hophead?
Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, our very special in-studio guests are the owners of Yuba Bus, a new and very much needed alternative to driving in the foothills. Welcome, Brett Dotson and Dave. Call me Preston.
Thanks, Wes. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Brett and Preston, right. Welcome. Hey, I ran into Preston at Knee Deep in Auburn on my way back from San Francisco Saturday.
Knee Deep.
Guess what I was doing? And guess what he was doing? He had a bus full of people at Knee Deep, and they looked like they were having a good time.
We've all the people so far on our trips have had a great time. I think it's always a little entertaining to see a quiet trip on the way down and a really loud and vocal trip on the way back.
How long have you guys been doing the charter bus business?
We've been basically doing this for about a month and a half, almost 2 months. We've been in business for over a year, but we had some licensing. took a little longer than we expected. But
that's never happened before in business.
You guys did the Circle Wild and Scenic thing, though, didn't you? I saw you over there coming to the Center for the Arts and stuff, bringing people around.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Community partners with Circle, so we've been able to work together with them to educate, the river stewardship, all that, their program there.
Of course, here on The Beer Show, we love the idea of bus trips to breweries. I bet you one of the well-known, the local breweries, they've kind of got to know you down there now.
Yeah, we actually do the brew tours to Moonraker. Right now they're highlighting their Extremis Triple IPA. I believe it's on tap. We go to Knee Deep and Crooked Lane. All really great people and good times.
Yeah, we're looking forward to doing the show from, down at Crooked Lane one of these days. We're talking to them, but we shall see. What are your most popular brewery tours?
Well, we do at Knee Deep, they offer a full tour of the brewery, so we're able to get back in the vats and in the heart of the machine and actually show people how the beer is made. And so Knee Deep has been spectacular. Moonraker has been super. Beers there are spectacular. So
like they need to be more popular. I tried to drop off magazines there on my way back on a Saturday. Oh my God, the parking was down the block, down the street.
What's going on there with people drinking beer on a Saturday afternoon?
My point exactly. God.
It's been happening on KVMR for a long time.
Ding, ding. Hey, where's the bell?
So, hey, man, we've been kicking around the idea of wanting to do a Sets Buds bus tour.
We should make that happen. I think we just missed the drive, the fun drive you had.
Yeah.
We'll have another one coming up, and it's probably going to be better weather for it anyways.
Or we could do one whenever we get it together.
Really? You think,
and get
Tom?
Enough people
you think?
To go, and then we just go.
Let's do it.
Okay. Put that on the agenda.
It's on the yellow page.
I think we should have the radio show on the bus while we drive.
Well, now that could be done. Whether it be live or not would be subject to...
No, we could do it live. We just need a really long Ethernet cable. Like a couple of 20 miles or so.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Hope nobody steps on it.
Oh, God.
Well, man, I think it's a great idea. We need to make that happen. Thanks, guys, for talking about the Yuba Bus and your brewery tour services. We hope to ride with you soon. So what's your phone and web address?
Yeah, how do people get a hold of you?
Website is yubabus.com. Our phone number is 530-517-8272. And all of our social media is at Yuba Bus.
Yuba Bus, that's pretty simple. And that's yubabus.com?
Yubabus.com.
All right,
do they
that's
have
an
to sing
one.
The Yuba Bus theme song to get on board?
Yeah, we want that on vinyl if we can, so we can play
vinyl.
That for
you
everybody.
Do vinyl on the bus? Yeah. Whoa, they got some
doesn't
nice suspension,
skip?
Baby.
Yeah, you know, so, but our next, we do have two scheduled brew tours coming up. Once this Saturday, the 17th, and then the next Saturday, the 24th, we'll be departing Robinson Plaza at 1 p.m., returning at 5 p.m. And we'll be doing the same three tour breweries that Brett mentioned.
And people could just call you and get information on that.
Call or go to the website. There's a yubabus.com/brewtour is the page for the reserve a seat.
So are you, I'm just curious. So listen, in the are you guys still going to be doing the Yuba tours coming up as well? How's that working out?
Sure. Yeah. You know, we started the business last year and we went into kind of the charter business first.
Yeah.
And the Yuba shuttle will start whenever the river is ready for us to go down there and swim. We'll
cool.
transition over and work the Yuba River shuttle to Highway 49.
That'd help clean that up a lot because you know what it's like down there. And for you folks who've never been there before and you want to go, take the Yuba bus shuttle. Yeah. Don't drive down there and make it tough so nobody can park anywhere.
Yeah, we really hope to get 50 to 60 cars off the road each day.
That'd be great.
And
wow.
the parking,
that'd be great, Preston.
Also educate the people on the way down about the being a good river steward and cleaning the river and making
cool.
it a safer, better place for everybody.
Wonderful. Love
it. We like your carbon footprint.
Yeah, it's good.
That's what we do. Brett Dodson and Dave Preston of the Yuba Bus. Thank you guys so much for coming down and being on The Beer Show.
And we're looking forward to taking this on the road with you guys with a bunch of our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make that happen.
Sounds great.
We're
going to
do it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. So, hey, what about, that last Rolling Boyle blues band, that was kind of like okay because I hear the tune all the time every month.
Right.
What else do we got?
Well, this one we borrowed from ZZ Top.
Whoa.
The boys from Texas.
Billy said it was okay.
Has a nice little guy. He hasn't parked his 33 Ford on me yet. So this one's called Every Girl is Crazy About a Homebrew Dude.
Okay, Jesus.
And of course, I think you know that every girl is crazy about a homebrew dude. Does that sound like a sleazy way to introduce a song? What you say, and don't be rude. Every girl's crazy about a homebrew dude. Do you shoot loose pants? Don't even think about asking him to dance. Yeah, he felt the green. Doing dealer makes a little guess. I'm such a dear. What's got him sued? Every girl's crazy about a homebrew dude. Boston beer with Scott MC. Every girl's crazy about a homebrew dude.
You got the Beer Show on KVMR 89.5, and we're live from the KVMR studios in Nevada City.
Our special guest today is our own suds bud, Tom Daldorf. That's right, he's the co-host of this show, if you didn't know that.
And I hope we're saving some money on this booking.
We're saving a couple of bucks, and lunch will be cheaper and all that sort of stuff.
But first off, man, congratulations on 30 years with the Celebrator Beer News. Man,
that's pretty doggone cool.
That's a milestone.
That's really cool.
In the publishing industry, it's kind of odd, not normal, you know. But here we are at 30 years, and that's because, you know, we came up with the beer people, and now we've got a bunch of, 60-year-old beer geeks who just
I think that last point you just made, though, is what made it work. You came up with them as opposed to doing it at them.
Okay.
You know, you're part
good
of it.
Point.
And that's a really big thing. A lot of magazines and news sources are talking to them as opposed to with them. You know?
Right. You have to listen. What I learned about beer people being in the wine industry before the beer industry, wine people, sorry, but are sheep. They follow authority. They want to see what Parker wrote or the Wine Spectator wrote or all of that. And when I tried to tell beer people what the good beer is, they go, I know what the good beer is. Don't tell me.
Exactly.
Okay. So yeah. We just suggest, all right? We don't talk at people.
Did you have that realization right out of the gate when you went in the beer world, or you know?
No, I think it sort of came to me, and sometimes harshly. Beer people are different from wine people.
Well, there's no doubt there.
And when you go to a beer geek's house, and they got a collection of beer, and they pull it out and say, I got one of these, I want one of that. They're looking for an opportunity to open it and drink it with you. You go to a wine geek's house, look at what I got. Look at what I got. And it goes right back
in the right
case.
Back.
It'll never be consumed until they die and their kids sell it off and make sangria with it. You know?
Or they're trying to get lucky that night.
Well, there's that.
Certainly one of my observations as kind of a newbie into the craft beer world is that I really like and respect how they are just beer geeks. The brewers love collaborating with other brewers and just talking beer. You know?
Yeah, in the old days of the wine industry, if you're pump broke or something, you go to the winery down the block, he'd help you out. But it wasn't a lot of camaraderie, actually, and people were very jealous about other people's success and that sort of thing. The beer industry is really different, and it really is a brotherhood. I mean, you don't want to get into, sales marketing lists or anything like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's like there's a camaraderie there that just is unparalleled that in industries that I've seen.
I like it myself. Feels good.
Yeah, it does seem to have that cutthroat mentality of most of corporate America, where it's like, man, your competition is your competition. You got whatever you can do to squash it.
Where that changes is when corporate America comes in and buys your brewery.
Well, that seems to be happening more and more, huh?
It is. It is, in fact.
Well, what does that do to the homebrew guys that started it? I mean, they make their buck, and are they still around
sometimes
as a brewery?
Sometimes they're on their way. Sometimes they stay. Let's take Elysian in Seattle, for example.
There you go.
Two of the owners kept the money and stayed on to manage and revel in what has now become Elysian, made by Anheuser-Busch, in Fairfield, California, for example.
Yeah.
And other ones, like their other partner, Dick Cantwell, he said, not on my watch, and he refused to even step up and do his whatever they wanted you to do to get the full amount of money. So he took a smaller amount of money and walked.
Interesting.
He didn't want any part of Anheuser-Busch.
Are they under any contractual obligations not to launch another brewery? Or is there any?
There's always a non-compete.
There's an NDA, I'm sure,
or
a non-compete clause,
yep,
rather,
yep,
they're
yep.
going to do.
Yeah. And it varies, but
Yeah, it's the agreement you make when you get, before you get the money.
Sure. look at Jeremy when he left Knee Deep. He didn't do anything for, 2 years?
The 2 years goes by in the blink of an eye.
Well, it does,
which
and it
is
gave,
good.
It gave him a chance to figure out where he wanted to go. He really wanted to go to West Sacramento.
Right.
And that just wasn't happening. It was too expensive, and everybody was opening breweries in West Sacramento at the time. So he went back to his home state of Nevada, Reno Sparks, and found the going's a lot easier, more friendly. Oh,
guy friendly. Almost
got me.
They're celebrating.
That's right.
I got, what's this thing? I gleaned some different things from the 30th anniversary edition of
You're
the
reading
Barry.
Again? Are you
I've been reading?
Reading?
I know. I swore off that for Lent, but
yep.
You know.
Okay.
But how about the thing with Grant's Brewery? I was kind of intrigued. The feds got in their face about adding nutritional information. What's
yes.
that about?
Well, Grant, he was a guy who definitely marched to his own drummer. He was Scottish, for one thing.
Well, that'll tell you a lot
right
there.
He opened the first craft brewery in America, which was Yakima Brewing and Malting in Yakima, Washington. And he was brewing some killer beers back when nobody was. So people, you know, beat the proverbial path to their door, you know, to see what was going on. And Grant always felt, Bert always felt that you should have nutritional information on beer is a wholesome thing, and here's what's in it. And the big guys didn't like that because they have a lot of things in their beer they don't want you to know about that they'd have to list, you know. And so it was illegal to do that. So when he did that, the feds actually came in, took over his office, went through all of his files and everything, or making a case to shut him down for putting nutritional information on, in America, folks. This is...
If you laugh now, you'll find it not so funny later. I'll tell you, folks. Now, just stop that, okay?
The scapo shows up, yeah?
Yeah. This is not good.
No.
I got another thing I was really intrigued by and impressed by.
Okay.
Talk about the Iron Liver Tour. I want to sign up for that
one. Oh, come on.
You with me, Mick?
I'm with you.
Okay.
I'll do it, Wes.
That was back in the early 90s. I don't know if you remember the 90s.
What?
It was in all the papers.
I read about it, seems like.
I got a comic book.
There was this Englishman by the name of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
No relation to the guy with the monkey that wore a glove on one hand.
But he was a major player, this Michael
Jackson.
Well,
this Michael Jackson was the seminal authority on beer in the world. And we happened to hook up, not in the way the young people are, we hooked
no
up
photos, please.
In the early days. And I would drive him around, you know, and go to places, and people would just love it. Oh, you showed up with Michael Jackson, the authority on beer. So he said, Tom, I'd like to do a book on California microbreweries. Just suppose we could go to every brewery. And I said, no, Michael, we can't go to every brewery. But what we could do is you go to one brewery and have about three or four other breweries come to that brewery, too. And in that way, we can go around the state, and you can taste every beer made in California, and we can do it in 2 weeks. We dubbed it the Iron Liver Tour.
You How'd like you it? Do? You're still here.
I'm still here.
That.
Well,
no
I was
transplants?
The designated driver, so...
Oh,
so
good for you.
When
Smart
Michael,
man.
Michael would say, come here. I knew it was either, this is the best beer I've ever had, or this is horrible.
This is really bad.
So he tried me out on either one of those.
So you're talking in here about Japan brewing. You've got some stuff on that. You got Bay Area beer backroads. You've got a road trip from Fresno and the coast.
Correct.
My
Correct.
Goodness, Orange County fermentations. I was just there.
Were you?
You should have
read what our buddy Dave Mulvihill, he's our reporter from Orange County.
Have I gotten this before?
There's so much going on all over
To live and drink in L.A. Talk 30 to me. Oh, I love that. That's good.
There's over 6,000 breweries in the United States now.
How many in San Diego?
Over 120
exactly.
or 5.
It's just ridiculous.
It's just
what
ridiculous.
The heck is going on, guys? Is it the Mexican border that's doing something with that?
I'm
or?
Sure it is. No, it's not the Mexican border.
How about for our 30th anniversary of the beer show that we have the U of Us take us down
U of
the
Us.
San Diego Brewery Tour?
You guys weren't there in the moment.
We'll get some beer nuggets to go for the trip there, you know?
Sounds good.
All right. So where did this this whole thing with the band come from? This, you know.
Well, you know, I like to play. I don't know if you noticed, but not very good. But give me a chance to play, and I'm there. I wrote silly songs, and then these guys would love to play them. So that's where the Rolling Boyle Blues Band came along. And we try to grab songs from people that you've heard all your life. Like the one I'd like to do for you now is called "This Beer Is for You" by Neil Young. And everybody, when we play this live, people just go crazy for it, because I'll say something like, "Anybody here like Neil Young?" And a bunch of drunk beer guys, I mean, come on. That's the one. So when I come on with... I ain't drinking no Miller. I ain't drinking no Coors.
Thank goodness for that.
I don't drink Budweiser.
Nope.
That's the Budweiser in the sewer. This beer's for you. Kind of catchy, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I heard that song before.
I don't drink this beverage. It has way too much suds. You know I don't drink nothing from a dog named Spuds. This beer's
for you.
Don't use no lemons. Don't use no lime juice. Don't use salt shaker. This beer's for you. You get it?
Yeah, I got it.
I want it.
We're gonna go and get some after
like the
show.
I like the microbrew lagers. I like a fresh keg pale. I like the stouts and the porter. Give me a cask of real ale. This beer's for you.
You got it.
For you.
Don't use no lemon. Mm-mm. Don't use no lime juice.
Uh-uh.
Don't use salt shakers. This beer's for you. Big finish now. I got the real thing. I got the real thing, baby. I got the real thing.
The real thing.
I got the real thing, baby. This is this beer's for you. This beer's for you.
Cheers, man, I like it. God.
Well, oh, Neil.
And we haven't even had one yet. My God, what the heck is that all about?
But after today's show, we are gathering at Mateo's Pub, which is a mere couple of blocks from here.
That's right.
Down there at Pine Street and Commercial, Mateo's Public House. And we are going to have a little luncheon and have some beers, and we'd like to invite our listeners to join us at Mateo's Pub around 1:30 or so when we finally get out of here.
Oh, man, I need a beer.
Couldn't have said
Homer!
Any better.
All right. So let's see. What's your most popular tunes when you're playing at these beer festivals?
Well, certainly the Neil Young one would be right up
there.
That's
a good one, I've got to say. You know.
But going through the old beer list, Take Me to the Brew Pub, Talking Heads.
Boonville
Woman,
Honky Tonk Woman.
By the Stones.
Hop Back, oh boy.
Yeah.
All right.
Hop Back to Where You Once Belong.
We already heard Hop this time. But
Running Out of Beer, Tom Petty.
Wait a minute, Summertime Brews?
Yeah. I want a beer.
Do you do it Eddie Cochran style or Blue Cheer style?
We do it more Blue Cheer style.
Oh, look
at that. I'm going to raise a fuss, I'm going to raise a holler. How you people think this stuff's real longer? Well, I wrote my congressman, he said, quote, "National beer wholesalers got my vote." No time to wonder, how am I gonna do? I'm gonna need no cure for the summertime brew.
Anyway. What about Rocky Mountain beer? Now, that's a great one. I know that's got to sound good.
I got to get Steely Dan out.
All right. Hang on a second here. This is a Joe Walsh tune you might have heard called Rocky Mountain Way. One of the classic tunes. But we got a nice little, looks like a little National Dobro there.
Well, it's a wannabe.
Is a wannabe? Well, it's yeah. a close one then
it's,
to
it's
it.
It's a wannabe National, but it's
Hey, did you play the? Did you play Running Out of Beer over at Old Republic for the Tom Petty tribute?
I did not.
You should have. They should.
I should have.
What were they thinking?
What were they thinking?
Ah, darn it! I tell you.
That'll be the second annual. We'll do that on the second annual.
<Yeah. laughs> There you go. Anyway, yeah, Joel Walsh tune. Yeah, this one always brings people out, and you might watch your needles on this one because.
All right. We didn't rehearse this
Man.
At all. This just happened in
Man,
the moment.
Mr. Moltmann.
Go for it, Tommy.
You got it. You got
that was,
it.
That was fun.
Born to Brew next time. We'll do Roadhouse Brew and Born to Brew next time.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, we do that open. Keep your eyes on the road, your hand upon your beer.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's not right.
Don't touch my beer.
You better not be doing that, my goodness gracious.
Your eyes upon your beer.
Jeez, oh, gosh.
Let's go to the roadhouse, have a Severia. Good time, we're gonna roll, baby. That's our outro song.
That's the outro song. I got you. All right.
Tell you what, one of my visions.
Love me two beers twice. Okay, there we go.
One of my visions is going to really make the Yuba Bus Suds Buds beer tour work is having Tom playing on the bus.
Playing on the bus.
Oh, we'll get everyone. We'll get the whole lyric sheets for the Yuba Bus.
A guitar chord as well as an Ethernet cord that goes that long. We're back to the amplifier. Right?
Incidentals.
Get up closer to the mic there, buddy.
Oh, okay.
You're too far back.
Sorry.
All
amateur,
right.
You know, I'm curious about you used to collaborate and write for Pat Paulson.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, back in my wine day, my wine mentor, Jerry Mead, who published a magazine like I do, but for wine, he said, "Hey, Tom, there's somebody I really want you to meet because I think you guys would get along because, I don't know, jokes and stuff, you know?"
Yeah.
He says, "Pat Paulson." I went, "What?" He says, "Yeah, he's got a brewery up in Sonoma. And I think you'd really like to meet him. And we're going to this wine festival, and Pat's going to be there." Well, we kind of hit it off. And after a while, I started writing a few little bits for him. And eventually, he got me to write a script for a film that got made really badly. They actually threw the script away when the new money guys took over and stuff.
Damn, damn money guys.
But anyway, I still got my my money out of it. But that's okay. The most money I ever made writing for a professional.
And for those of you who don't remember, Pat Paulson was originally a writer on the Smothers Brothers, and then they brought him out to do a couple of bits, and he caught on so well, he started running for president, and the rest is history for those of us who remember. He was fantastic.
Did he have that deadpan down
deadpan
or what?
Deadpan was just down. Was he like that in person?
Yes, he was. He's our calm.
So, Pat, what are you going to do if you actually win president?
Demand a recount.
There you go.
Thanks, Pat.
Oh, we need a president like
Pat
that.
Pat was one of those guys, a true comedian, because I'd try something out on him, and he'd either go...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or you go, mm-hmm. And that was as much as you're going to get out of him. You know, he never laughed at anything. So he kind of like, you
that's
really
good.
Put you on your
that's
toes.
Good.
You know?
That's good. That's good. I love it. I love it. All right. Got 30 years. 30 years of doing this stuff. Now you got 30 more in you?
30 more. Yeah, sure. I'm just a little breather, you know, and come back at it, right?
That sounds good. Sounds good. Why not?
In addition to all the breweries and whatnot in California, you've made your rounds around the world, though. Let's talk about some of the places you've landed on this quest for
man.
Beer.
Oh, man, beer places. Well, there are some very famous beer places in the world, such as, you know, Prague, Czechoslovakia.
Oh, that's a great
or,
spot
or the Czech
for
Republic
it.
Now.
Yeah.
And Uflico, Brewery is a brew pub that has been open since 1492. Columbus sailed the ocean blue or whatever.
Guys went
and these
opened,
guys had a brew pub.
They said, the heck with that. I'm going to go open a brew pub.
How many beers do you suppose they make?
20?
One.
One, that's it.
A black lager, that's it.
That's all? Since 1492? That's it?
Well, you know, they're not like the places are today. I mean, that was great. What else you got? What's new?
If
I'm coming back, you better have something new.
If you nailed something down, just like, you know, keep rolling it out.
Yeah.
So can you get any of that outside of there? Can you get it over here?
You know, that's a really good question, but they don't really package it. So you sort of have to go there.
Oh, man.
I've also been to Weinstoffen in Germany, in Munich, which is the oldest brewery in the world, 10-something or other. I mean, that was... Guillaume le Conquérant, you know?
Mm-hmm,
I mean, the old days.
Munich's always had great beer, but what's your favorite beer there?
In Munich? Oh, my God. Some of the wheat beers are absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. Aventinus.
Aventinus,
is a phenomenal wheat beer. Dark.
Mm.
Not really hoppy, but just very, very full and rich, you know.
Nice.
Going to England and visiting their brew pubs and breweries and going to Belgium. Belgium is beer nirvana.
Oh, you and me both.
That's
man.
Where
my favorite
you go
place for
if
beer.
You're going to die and want to die in the beer country.
We've got to get west. Well, maybe we shouldn't. But
You
haven't been there yet.
Parts of Belgium are nice and flat so you can bike brewery to brewery.
You just take them to Belgium. You know,
Amsterdam.
Start there. Yeah, well, it's a little
trust
different
me.
In Belgium, definitely. You'll like it, though.
We got time for one more tune.
Want to do one
guy?
More? Which one? You want to do the Tom Petty tune?
I was singing the Tom Petty running out of beer. That's not it.
That's a sin.
Here it is right here. Yeah, and I did not write this. I'll be upfront about this.
Oh, who did?
But I don't have the guy's name in front of me. We've played it on the show before. But when I ran across this, I said, now this is a parody tune of all parody tunes. They had a whole production number with the Irish cops and get out of the car now. Oh, there you go. What smarty are you? You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Anyway, but this is called Running Out of Beer. We're at South Park. I had a gig. Find a drink till dark. Friends dropped by and the cake went dry. I had a gig. Another cake to buy. Running out of money. I had a bumpy day. Working up a mighty thirst. Another cake's on the way. We're running. Thank you.
the store for to fill our tanks. I got another keg, told the beer man thanks. Then I said to my friends, hey, cough up some cash, we'll get a couple more kegs, we can really get trash. Run out of beer, gonna get another keg, working up a mighty thirst, got the kegs on the way, we're running out of beer.
Man, we need to do this again. You need to be our special guest regularly. That was, what a show.
What are you doing next week, man?
Well, let's do another one. We'll take over the airwaves again.
We'll come down to rocking and stomping.
Rocking and stomping.
We can do that.
Wow, what a show, you guys. Where's our guest again? I forgot already.
Oh, we had the Yuba Bus folks here, and then we had that other guy from the Celebrator thing.
Once again, a big congratulations. Man. 30-year anniversary.
What a milestone. Thank you, brother.
Good job.
You,
good
big
job.
Time. Big time.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Well, you know what? By the old clock on the wall, it looks like to be it for this installment of The Beer Show.
Be sure to mark your calendar for the second Tuesday in March for the next issue of The Beer Show on KVMR. That's March 13th, you guys. Our one-year anniversary show.
Already? Seems like just a year ago. Oh, wait.
We're looking 30 in the mirror. No, not really.
And a special thanks to Mikhail Graham, always, for his talent in engineering this program and ability to put up with the Suds Buds.
That ain't easy.
I can't believe a whole hour just went down like the foam in a glass of beer.
The Surgeon General has determined that listening to this show may result in random acts of laughter and an uncontrollable urge to... burp. And so with your doctor to see if beer just might be right for you.
Our closing song, Hoppy Trails to You, was recorded with the help of local bluegrass group called the Banner Mountain Boys. Here's our rendition of Dale Evans' classic tune we call Hoppy Trails to You. Hoppy Trails to You. Sipping on Dylan. Who cares about the politics and rancor? We'll be drinking local beers and anchor. Hoppy trails to you until we meet again. Remember, don't drink like my brother.
Yeah, don't drink like my brother.
This has been The Beer Show on Community Radio, KVMR, Nevada City, California, planet Earth. Remember, if you drive, please use a car.
I'll be singing, I won't be.